What's all this?
Just some friends sharing a philosophy lesson, boss.
Well, if your friends from the other side of the street would excuse us, I need to talk to my cast. All right, WVAM family, listen up. I'd like to announce the acquisition of the new comedy team of Skip and Chester. I was impressed with their audition earlier, and as everyone knows, I'm always an excellent judge of talent. As we are in a sponsor war, it's important to keep the show as fresh as Mr. Sudsy Soap, which means I think it's wise to consider a few more additions to the show. And speaking of Friday's show, where's Veronica?
The last time I saw her, she was heading to a leisurely lunch date.
At the Waldorf Astorium with Mr. Skink.
Skink? That skunk. When she arrives, I want to speak to her right away. That scoundrel Skink better not be up to anything shady.
Jack, I'm sorry about earlier. It's just, I know you two can work it out. Maybe you guys care too much.
I tried talking to her, Connie. It's no use. I don't believe I can get her back.
Well, hey, at least I got my jacket back.
May I? Where did you get this?
Let me think. Oh yeah, I remember. It fell out of a trash can I bumped into after Veronica and I got all tangled up in the costume rack the day Lacey and I... Long story. Anyway, I guess I stuck it in my pocket? Not that I love the way she smells or anything. Why?
This is a very unusual type of paper. I saw it a lot when I worked for the Office of Strategic Services.
What's that?
We caught spies during the war. And look, this has a coded message on it.
Veronica?
Coded message?
Spies?
Wait, Chester caught spies?
Okay, it says... Obolinsky... Lepetska... Makushka...
It's all Greek to me.
Russian, actually. Lepetska... Makushka...
In English, Chester!
Tonight... Give... All... Two?
Not helpful.
Ah! That's it. Buddy is obviously lacking the experience us spy catchers have in the distinctive olfactory training department.
I beg your pardon. My olfactory department is quite, what's he talking about?
I don't know.
Third base?
This is no time for jokes.
No! This part of the code right here, it says third base.
Oh, well, if it's just a silly note about baseball, I don't see the big deal.
No. See, this is a double-layer message.
You mean like cake?
Yeah, a poison one. See, first you have to interpret the parcel message, and then you have to spray it with a certain chemical combination to reveal the rest of the message.
Oh my goodness! I know how to read the message.
Veronica's exclusive signature perfume.
That explains why she was so rude to me when I asked her to borrow it.
And why she never lets that purse out of her sight, even during a fitting.
So, it is her secret weapon. I mean, as a spy, of course, not that I love the way she smells or anything.
Chester, this is serious business. If Veronica is a spy, we've got to notify the OSS. You've got to tell them what you're deciphering.
I'm afraid that may not be the best way to handle this.
Yeah, Chester's not exactly batting 1,000 with the OSS.
What happened?
Oh, just a little mistake involving my lunch and a spy message I was decoding.
Amazing what far-reaching damage a little drop of mustard can cause.
I only missed part of one word, but it was an important part, and, well, let's just say General MacArthur wasn't too happy having to halt maneuvers until they figured out the word ending in ST, which I decoded as east was actually west.
So they benched him, all because of a juicy bratwurst.
More like they kicked me out of the game permanently.
Well, we can't just let it go. Too many of us lost life and limb in the last war to see our country fall to some newly rising evil regime. But why would she pose as a radio star?
Simple. All those lyric and song changes she's always handing you, probably secret messages, out over the airwaves for all to hear.
Oh no!
Of course. Why didn't I see it?
Too wrapped up in your own troubles, maybe?
Which pale in comparison to this treason.
So, the most adored American, Miss Veronica Blake, is spying for the Russians. Ha! I knew there was a reason I didn't like her.
Sounds like we need to get our hands on some of Veronica's perfume.
Luke is right.
Yes, so I can decode the rest of the message.
Which would build a good, solid case vindicating Chester.
And proving to the OSS what dastardly deeds Miss Blake has been up to.
And give enough evidence to get the lovely Veronica Blake
locked away where she can't hurt anyone else.
Forever and ever. Amen.
Connie, will you please find Peg right away and beg her to talk to me? I want to tell her about Veronica myself. And I need to tell her some other very important things. Listen, everybody. I've got a plan. It's going to take teamwork. At Friday's dress rehearsal, Steve, King, Violet, you will provide the music that will make this work. Buddy, you, Skip, and Chester will use the antics we all know and love you for to get Veronica, her purse, and the perfume in one move. We will catch this traitor. Spying for the Reds, that evil woman. Meet me in the green room for more details.
Don't worry, Jack. We'll catch Veronica red-handed.
What's going on here? What's all this talk about Veronica and red hands? Is she allergic to Mr. Sudsy or something? Where is she anyway? Where's everybody going?
You're not going to believe this, boss.
What? When? How did you... Using my station to send her... How dare she? Do we have a plan to... All right, what can I do to...